Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Spartan Hockey Insider. I'm your host, Paul Mitchell, and joining me, as always, a staple here on the Insider, head coach David Mitchell. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. It's been a while since we've talked. I know we got a lot to catch up on, so let's get at it.
Exactly. I know it's been a little while, but you've had some games since we've last talked, some big games on the schedule. I know you guys had Nova, you had CC. And then we just came off this weekend with the Trenton Showcase, which I know you guys had a great showing in. And just take us through here the last couple weeks.
Well, yeah, I think last time we talked, I think we just got back from Traverse City, and we had a couple games up there that we won. And, you know, coming back from Traverse City is always tough to get going that week after. And lo and behold, we had Trenton there, and we lost to Trenton, and then we came right back and lost to Brighton as well. So I don't know if we talked about those, but we had a couple losses there. And then, you know, tried to bounce back against Novi and dug ourselves a hole a little bit and got down 3-0. But as we did in the Brighton game, battled back and made it 3-2 and could not get the equalizer. And then here we are trying to get out of that hole against CC and played a good solid two periods of hockey and had them 1-0 at the end of one and 2-2 at the end of two. And you know, they're just so disciplined and so well coached and run such a great system that, you know, they got a couple there in the third and it ended 5-2 with an empty net. But I was pretty proud of the effort that our boys gave. And, you know, we had a lot of good things coming out of the CC game. And, you know, no rest for anybody, and nobody was feeling sorry for us, so we knew we had to dig out of the hole ourselves. And, you know, after CC, lo and behold, we come right back at the Showcase with Orchard Lake St. Mary's and Toledo St. John's. So there's no easy task there, and, you know, knowing the type of teams that we have to play and the type of game we have to play, we had a good week of practice into the Orchard Lake St. Mary's game, and you know, came out and they got one early. And, you know, I give our boys all the credit in the world that we didn't get down. We didn't get frustrated. You know, we kept battling back. We got a big goal there at the, you know, towards the end of the first. Our second unit power play got one as Johnny McDonald, you know, took a shot and mixed Sinclair with a beautiful tip to make it 1-1. And then the second period, our line got us one with Lutz, Irvine, and Kelly. Lutz putting one in, and then tell you, the third period, we kind of hunkered down a bit and blocked a ton of shots, and Andrew Rosenbaum was outstanding, and guys like Dante Satchel was blocking everything, and Mick Sinclair, you know, just laying out, and Alex DeFlorio, that line, just blocking shots left and right, and we held on for the 2-1 win, and just a great program win. You know, anytime we beat a program like Orchard Lake St. Mary's, it kind of shows you that your program is doing good things. And then came back the next day against the number one team in Ohio, the Toledo St. John's team, and, you know, started off real well. We got up 3-0 this time, and then, you know, they kind of battled back and got a couple weird type of goals, but they got a couple on us, and then, man, the end of that game was exciting. You know, we gave up a penalty shot, and Andrew Rosenbaum stopped it, and then gave up a breakaway with a couple minutes left, which is a coach kind of, you know, pulling your hair out back there, but Andrew Rosenbaum came up huge, And again, with blocking shots and making plays and doing what we had to do to win, we got out of there with a 3-2 victory. So it's been kind of a tough go here, but, you know, very proud of our kids and excited for our program. We got two really quality wins this past weekend at the Trenton Showcase. And, you know, our thanks to those people in the MIHL that put together such a great weekend of high school hockey. We were so excited to be a part of that. You know, really happy about that, to do that. And so We've had some ups and downs, but I think we're going in the right direction.
Well, great. Congratulations on to such a great showing in that showcase. As you mentioned, a couple top-notch teams, and really got to be pleased with the performance of the boys on the defensive side of the ice there. So that's a great showing. What we'd like to do now is we've been trying to get different guys here in on the show, and this week we got somebody special. I know last week we talked to Dominic Glutz, and today we're going to get an opportunity to speak to his line mate, Tyler Irvine, who's just been a real special, unique player for you. Tell us a little about number 9, Tyler Irvine.
Yeah, Tyler, you know, is really come on this year and had a great year last year and really came bust out with the four-goal performance against Saginaw Heritage in the state semifinal. So he was one that teams have started to watch and now had a great start to this year. So, you know, playing on that line and with, Lutz and Kelly, people have paid attention to Tyler Irvine. And, you know, like, he's gotten a lot of attention, got added to the Warrior Sports Hockey Player of the Year voting. And, you know, not many kids end up on SportsCenter. So he's gotten a lot of attention. And, you know, the greatest thing about Tyler is he's such a heck of a hockey player, but such a way better kid. Just the nicest, most polite kid you'll ever want to meet. The consummate teammate. He's the guy that, you know, teammates love him, coaches love him, you know, parents love him. Everybody in our program, you know, loves the kid. So he's just a great individual, and I'm glad you're going to get a chance to talk to him.
Okay, and with that, we'd like to bring in number 9, senior Tyler Irvine. Tyler, welcome to the Insider.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming now. You're a senior, a second-year captain. Season's winding down here, so getting ready to make a run for the playoffs. Tell us what life has been like for you, though, as a Stevenson Spartan the last few years.
Well, so far, it's been everything I could ask for. I've been a part of it for 2 years. It's been great experience. Coming in and winning a state title last year was amazing. I feel I've not only developed as a player, but as a person. Couldn't thank the coaches and the program enough. So,
well, that's great. And you're coming back again for your senior year, and you're in a pretty unique opportunity. You have your line mates coming back, Devin Kelly and Dominic Lutz, and seniors as well. But a pretty unique situation is you guys have been playing together, not only just in high school here, but kind of since you guys were young guys, young kids.
Yeah, we grew up together on the 96 Livonia Knights and played on a line ever since. We were about 9 years old, so it's been quite a journey with those two. Not only are we, line mates, but we're best friends too. I mean, I go to Dom's house to skate. Devin and Dom come back to my house to skate on the backyard rink. We've just grown up together. We know everything about each other. We're great friends.
That's really cool. And again, it's just a great opportunity because some guys, you know, get plugged into high school and maybe set up with a guy they never played with before. But again, you guys have been there and gone through the process. And just what a really great opportunity. You guys winning a state title together and hopefully get a crack at that again this year coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait to get back in that state final game and win, hopefully.
Well, best of luck there. Now, again, it's your senior year, and obviously, you know, your season's winding up and you're gearing up for a playoff run, but what are the plans now for after high school hockey? Are you looking to go like a junior route? You're looking to play on, looking maybe to go to college? What exactly is on your mind there?
I'm looking to play on, hopefully juniors, and then after juniors, if you play good, hopefully you go to college. That's the dream, to play college hockey. So,
play D1 somewhere, right?
Yep.
Get on board. Well, I know you've had some looks. You guys had a pretty solid showing at the MIHL showcase this past weekend. Two big solid wins over Orchard Lake St. Mary's and Toledo St. John's, top-ranked team out of Ohio. And had a really good showing yourself. I know you guys just played really, as your coach mentioned, real complete hockey games, and just a great couple of wins for you guys there, eh?
Yeah, we're usually, my line personally is offensive line, but we really bared down in the defensive zone, and it really helped out the team, I thought, playing D first.
Exactly, and I know you guys had to spend some time killing some penalties, so that was great too, just to kind of showcase your guys' skill. Not only can you score some goals, but yeah, you guys can go out there and kill some penalties and play defensive hockey as well.
Yeah, that's a complete hockey player. We got to try to do that. So
awesome. Now we wish you best of luck. After the season and of course in moving on. But as we wrap things up here, I do got to bring up the ESPN plays of the day, and what just an awesome sight to turn on ESPN and see. Number 9, Tyler Irvine from Livonia Stevenson is one of the top plays of the day. And just take us through that experience and describe the goal if you can and just, you know, what that all meant to you and how great that was?
Well, it was an unreal experience. It all started with the community of Stevenson tweeting out, get Tyler on SportsCenter and all this. And luckily, at the ice hockey standpoint, my buddy Dom got the puck out of the D zone, found me center ice, and went down 1-on-2 and luckily got past the defender and put it in the back of the net.
What a great goal. Just go, you're up in the air practically, too. Your skates came up and clipped the goalie in the mask and just made for a real dramatic goal. And again, what a just an outstanding opportunity, an outstanding play. I know you kind of get up after that and you could have went and skated over the glass, but you just kind of composed yourself. I know it was later in the game and just showed some good sportsmanship there. So what a great opportunity. And in closing, we wish you nothing but the best. I know your coach speaks very highly of you. Not only a great hockey player, but just a tremendous person off the ice, a great asset to the program. And we only hope the very, very best for you in the future. And I'm pretty sure everyone listening possibly could be looking forward to seeing Tyler Irvine on SportsCenter down the line somewhere else. Definitely playing on after Stevenson. So thanks again so much for coming, and best of luck.
All right, thank you very much, and go Spartans.
Okay, and that was senior assistant captain number 9, Tyler Irvine. What a great opportunity to have him here and talk. And with that, we'd like to bring Coach David Mitchell back in just for a little teaser of what's up next here for the program, what's coming down the line. I know, Coach, welcome back. We got your season's winding up. We got a couple more games, and then it's playoff time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have about 2.5 weeks here to playoffs to get going, and only a couple more regular season games. And you know, like I always go back and forth between, you know, do we want a bunch of games here or one, you know, a little lighter schedule? And this year we went a little bit lighter, and we have our crossover game that we drew Howell, that we have to go to Howell on Thursday, February 13th at 6:50 out at Grand Oaks Ice Arena. And Howell's a team that's just playing some excellent hockey right now. They, you know, have just really, really improved throughout the year. So that's going to be a good test for us. And, you know, we do have some, you know, guys that are banged up that I think we're going to get healthy either here or then, you know, in the next week we have a tough game going out to Dakota, you know, out to Mount Clemens. So they're, you know, it's good here that we have a couple lighter weeks in terms of games, and it's given us some real opportunities to get some real good practices in. We had a great practice here on Monday today, really high tempo practice. We're going to get some special teams work in the next few days. And so, you know, we're looking forward to it. We think we have a real nice setup here for the last few weeks heading into playoffs. And then we did draw the bye for the playoffs. So our playoff actually begin on Tuesday, February 25th, where that will be Franklin and Churchill playing. There's only 3 teams in our pre-region, so we will play the winner of that on Thursday. So we have 3 weeks here. You know, we have a game a week, and you know, it's set up for us, you know, nicely in terms of a schedule. But again, that's all up to us and up to our kids and up to our coaching staff to make sure we do the right things in terms of preparation, both on and off the ice. So I think we're doing that. You know, a couple other things to mention. We just saw today that we just went over grades from first semester, and very, very happy and pleased to announce that we ended up with a team grade point average of a 3.51, which as a coach, I could not be happier with this group. Their commitment to academics and athletics has just been outstanding. And you know, coaches, I think, get too much credit, too much blame for programs. It's players that make the program. And these players and these families have done such an amazing job at their commitment level to, again, both academics and athletics. And couldn't be happier with that and for them and with them. So I wanted to throw that in as well.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing, though. A 3.51 grade point average. I mean, that's outstanding. That really does show the program's dedication to developing the student athlete. You know, again, not only maintaining a solid hockey program, but making sure these guys get it done in the classroom. Again, that's outstanding. Congratulations to you and your staff, to the parents, to the players themselves for achieving that. Just absolutely great for them. So congratulations on that, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck for the upcoming games. towards the end of the season, and we hope you have a great, great playoff run. We're really looking forward to seeing you guys and seeing what you guys can do, and we'll be looking forward to that and talking to you. Hopefully, I know you're going to be busy down the stretch here. You got a lot of things going on. Maybe we'll try and squeeze in a show, though, maybe before the start of playoffs or and whatnot. But, again, nothing but the best of luck, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks. And, yeah, we, you know, we're going to take it one not only one game at a time, but one day at a time here. We're looking forward to practice tomorrow. And before we sign off here, and I know we, it's been out there a little bit, but we have to give a shout-out that our thoughts and prayers are to that really special guy out there from Brighton. People know him as Uncle Zob. You know, we really, you know, thoroughly enjoyed seeing him at the rink, and he's been a huge supporter of high school hockey and not only Brighton Athletics, but basically all of high school hockey. And it's going through some health things right now. And so, you know, we just want to give our thoughts and prayers from the Livonia Stevenson hockey family out to the whole Brighton hockey family and especially Uncle Zub and his family. You know, just that we're thinking about him and we wish him the best for sure. So.
Well, thanks again, Coach. Yeah, just a nice sentiment there. That is a great guy. I've met him myself, and just a great proponent for, like you said, not only Brighton, but high school hockey and high school sports. I know he's big into soccer out there, and what a great guy, and our thoughts and prayers are with him, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, so. He's a good guy.
So
good
thanks
guy
again.
Sure. Yep.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. There is another edition of the Spartan Hockey Insider. We thank you so much for tuning in with us, and we hope to talk to you soon. Thanks. Go Spartans.